Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Almighty God. Praise. Lord, we praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Feels good in today. Feel the presence of the Lord. Aren't you glad you woke up this morning with a heart to serve God and love Him? Knowing that through the night you had an angel watching over you. Good to see Sister Bryant today. Heard you've been suffering in your body. Aren't you glad God led you to a praying church? Me too. Appreciate the Spirit of God this morning. Appreciate the wonderful Bible study we had, Brother Durham. You may not have thought you did a good job, but I thought you did. And we're glad to have visitors with us today. Always glad to have visitors. And I was one day a visitor. But I unloaded my trash. And here I am. Ready or not, God has been good. I often use the scripture in Matthew, I believe it's 23 or either 25. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was hungry and they fed me, Sister Bryant. I was thirsty. And for my remedies and pressure reliever, I'd been drinking Southern Comfort. But I found another comforter. I found another brand that I can depend on. I got some prayer requests, but I'd like to announce our visitors today. And Mike, I've already greeted you, but you're welcome. Anytime the doors are open, hard driver, friend of Michelle's. And I was admonishing Enrique how that he sure has grown up. Good to see him today. I thought it was just a few months ago. He was just, what, 9, 10 years old? Man, he's really growing up. And then, so we're glad to have him today. And Dewey Lanford, is that right? Lanford and Michelle. And we're glad to have them today. Make them welcome. And I was impressed the first time I came here, how they made me feel so welcome. As a matter of fact, we weren't in this building, but in another old building. And as my wife and I pulled up on the parking lot, and I'm scared as a jackrabbit. I lived across the street as a teenager from some Pentecostal people. And I'm going to tell you, I was scared of you. I was scared. I was scared when I first pulled up on the lot. That old church. My wife said, "This is it. Going in. Either I'm going home." Holy Sylvia. God's dealing with me. Well, let's go in and see. And two ladies waved at me and my wife from the front porch. They don't even know me. Do you all like to know who that was? Sister Betty Lou Ellen and Sister Lily Kitchens. And we walked in the foyer. Now, you're talking about quick adoption. We immediately became her son and daughter. Yeah. Well, hey, son, and spoke to Sylvia, and the adoption papers was already drawn up. I said, "What? That was quick." I didn't have a choice in the matter at all. Anyway, we're thankful for all our visitors and been praying for you, Sister June Harden, an honored guest among us today. Man, we're certainly glad to see you today and hope that God blesses you. Love to hear from you today also. Am I missing anyone? We're certainly glad to have the Thompson family, Brother Anthony and his children coming among us today. God knows where his children are, doesn't he? I can imagine the father was so thrilled when he saw his son coming down the road, back to the house of God again, back to his home. So let's worship the Lord today. And we have several requests. People need prayer, and I'm one of them. You don't mind me being first, do you? But I appreciate the Lord. I was thinking as the band played that number, we're standing on holy ground. You mind if I share my experience with you concerning holy ground? I came to this church probably 40 years ago, 39, you do the math, August of 1975. Tony's already got it. He already know how many years that's been. And the beginning of the service was a song, "Take Off Your Shoes. You Are Now on Holy Ground." And remember, I told you, I was scared of Pentecostal people. And as I looked around, I was waiting on someone to start taking their shoes off. And as a matter of fact, I believe Sister Lily Kitchens did. And I'm standing thinking, what have I gotten myself into? Is God really dealing with me? This was just one of the services. It wasn't in the first service. But I remember that song, "Take Off Your Shoes, for You Are Now on Holy Ground." And this particular service, I'd been coming about a week, maybe two. And this particular service, I got very curious about what's going on. I've seen people getting prayed for, falling out on the floor, and I'm still real nervous. I'm not quite adjusted to all of this. And there was a gentleman standing beside me that I got brave enough, and I turned to him, and I asked him, I said, "Sir, can you tell me what's going on?" He said, "This is a move of the Spirit of God." I said, "Oh, really? Okay. Could you brief me a little bit more on this?" I didn't tell him, but I thought, if you don't tell me something, I'm leaving here. I'm getting out of here and go give me something to drink. And he was kind enough. He began to explain how the Spirit was moving. I said, "Well, what are those people doing? What are they getting prayed for? You said they're getting prayed for." And he began to tell me. Some for healing, some for blessing, some for a closer walk with God. I mean, he had a long list of things. And I guess he thought, well, I guess I gave him enough. And he paused for a moment, and I did too. I still don't know how to process all of this. And I just stood there another minute or two. Didn't say a word. And it was like a voice within began to talk to me. And I'm looking around, checking things out, very suspicious. And he opened his mouth the last time after telling me some for healing, some for a closer walk with God, and he said some for salvation. Then business picked up. It was like this voice again said, "That's what you need." Now we're standing and I'm holding on the back of some theater seats. And I'm using stress. I couldn't handle it anymore. I don't think my Southern comfort would have helped me that day. And I turned loose of that seat. I don't remember saying, "Excuse me, sir, I need to go." And I found myself down at the altar asking God to deliver me, asking God to help me. I said, "I don't know nothing about these people. I don't know how to pray. I don't halfway know what I'm doing right now." You know, God heard my prayer that day. So this month, August the 24th, I'll be celebrating my birthday. August 24th, 1975, I came to this people, a stranger. Brother Tucker nicknamed me the boy with no background. And I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've got a new drink now. I've got new shoes. I got a new walk. Got a new talk. New suit of clothes. and he gave me the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He gave me the keys to the kingdom of God. Taught me how to live for him, how to talk, how to walk, and how to live holy and clean. Do you know what it means to live holy? Do you know what it means to live right? At the end of our journey, it's eternal life that we want. It's eternal life. We've came to a blessed place. We're on holy ground today. You know that? We're standing on holy ground. Yes, we are. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost today. You're important to the Lord, but let God be important to you. Is Jesus important to you today? I don't want to be doing anything else other than serving the Lord today. I'm having the greatest time. All the fun I thought I had in drugs and alcohol and things don't even measure up to what I'm enjoying today. I've been through tests and trials, but I'm here to tell you, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. I had an experience about a year ago and didn't even know it. You know, during our minister's meeting, the Lord has been helping me. What, a year or two ago? It's when my heart problems began to start, and I didn't even know it. The shortness of breath and all that, I didn't know what that was leading up to. I just ignored it, got in line for prayer, didn't think nothing of it. And eventually I had a heart attack last February. The doctor said, "You've had a heart attack." I know I have, man. You know, you're from another planet, man. You're from Mars or Venus or something. I ain't had no heart attack. But I'm wearing a monitor today, defibrillator. But God has still been good to me. He's still been good to me. He's still my Savior. So I appreciate his love and mercy today. And Wednesday morning, I'm going in for a very extensive procedure to see if they can locate some problems that I'm having. If you've noticed, I kind of hobble around just a little bit. Well, I've got a stent in my back from a kidney procedure, and they left it there so they can go in and see if any stone is still left. I chose this procedure because it seemed easy. They said, "Mr. Daniels, you got two kidney stones. One's in the pathway, need to come out. And the other one, we were not going to worry about him now." Oh, okay. And they told me they could go in and, I can't call the name of the procedure now, but they were going to bust it up. And I thought, I don't want that one. I can't remember the first one, but maybe it'll come to me. But the second one, they wanted to bust it up. I thought, if you bust it up, I'm still going to have a little bit of pieces. I don't want that. And the last one, he told me, he said, "We can go in with a camera and find it, locate it, take it out. You'll be back home to watch Judge Mathis." That's the one I took. "You'll have a little discomfort and we'll give you some drugs." "Yeah, all right." "And you can go home." Didn't work out that way. They let me wake up just long enough to sign some papers because the procedure didn't work. They couldn't get it. What? "Yeah, your kidney stone was frozen in a place where we got to let someone else do it." Oh, man. That was a long-term ordeal, Brother John. Had to get some equipment and wear that for about a month until they got me rescheduled to do this last procedure I just had. And here's my experience. A doctor came in and talked to me, tried to encourage me, anesthesiologist and everything. And I'm all prayed up. But this particular doctor, he told me the seriousness of this procedure that he was going to do, that it could damage my liver, my kidneys, my bladder. I thought, man, you encouraged me, then you discouraged me. And I'm all ready for the surgeon to come in and say, "Hey, we're ready to go." And I thought, I need to get a hold of God. Quickly, from what this guy just said and told me his credentials, said, "I've done several of these, so we shouldn't have any problem." Well, you know, it spooked me out now. You know what I did? I said, I'm going to get a hold of the Lord. And I began to sing. Lying there on that table, I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I appreciate his care. I appreciate his love for me. I appreciate one day that he brought me by here and wouldn't let me go. He wouldn't let me go. I've had circumstances come up where I wanted to leave, but I couldn't. Spiritual bars kept me here. Yes, they did. And I'm glad they were here. The word of God kept me here. The love of God's people kept me here. Because I was once a stranger and he brought me in. If any of you have circumstances today that you think they can't be met, try the Lord. Try God. He heard my prayer through that song. I'm sheltered in the arms of God. The thing, Doc, you said, they don't worry me. Because I'm in the hands of a great Savior and a wonderful physician today. I trust him. He's never let me down. I'm here today to lift up his wonderful name. Anyone else got a prayer request today? We're going to receive an offering today. Let's remember Brother Smith, working and laboring there in the Dominican Republic. Pray that he gets everything accomplished. He and the brethren there. Had one back at the back first, Sister Michelle. Unspoken request. God's already heard it. All right, Sister Lisa. Okay, Lisa has a friend, really needs prayer. Sister Donna, special unspoken. Yes, Sister Bryant. Brother Larry, and I'm sure you still would like prayer. Okay. Let's remember Paul McGowan, too. I often think of my brothers that are driving over the road. Oh, have they? Okay. I thought maybe he was out of town. All right. Okay, Sister Wilson. Okay. All right. Let's remember that need today, Sister Thompson. Sister Thompson's father, Sister Tally. Job interview for Sister Holly, okay? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Someone else had their hand up in that area. Sister Payne. Okay. All right. When I hear prayer requests like that, and we have a band selection here, someone prayed for me. Let me tell you, this church was praying for me as an ungodly man. Man, I felt so miserable. But a young man I had met on the job said, Bill, I'll pray for you. And I didn't know the things he was telling this church about me. I started to tell him one time, but I really didn't know until I got here. I wish you hadn't prayed for me. Boy, life was rough. But God knew what he was doing. So if you've got someone on your heart you'd like to win to the Lord, someone needing salvation or just a healing, whatever the circumstance may be, I count on this church praying. Get a hold of my church. In the end of 2000, last of November, this church prayed for me. I was diagnosed with an aneurysm on the brain, and it was bleeding. Man, was I suffering. But as they got through with all their tests and everything, the specialist came in and said, no, we're going to rule out the aneurysm on the brain, but you do have a tumor on the brain. I still cried. But you know, today I've never had the surgery. And when I went back from a MRI, he didn't see a thing. I praise God today for that. Had I not been in his wonderful care, not had...